discussion, the computer instruction, we'll go right into that now.
Figured his out. All of the computers should be on if you just touch your screens.
Did that one go?
Yours isn't?
Nope.
If it's not, push that little button right there.
Okay.
Turn on. Yours is actually on to start. You'll see it come up automatically. That one come up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead and close out of everything that's in there. Or are you already in? Yeah, here.
Oh, he's in. Yeah.
Just close it. To start, you can just click on start and then internet. Just tap it. They are touch screens.
I'm still not with you. You gotta wait for Martin to get there.
There yet. You guys are lucky you got mice. You're already to the main screen. This is the screen that comes up whenever you open the internet. For yours, you'll just touch Board of Adjustment and it'll bring up your options. You can see on there, it will display your current month. As well as it's saying Board of Adjustment for June 2007. You have the 11th meeting, which is this evening. You can click on that. It'll bring up sort of a pseudo virtual. Make it take up the whole screen. But a virtual.
You were too tender.
Yeah, I was too tender. Okay.
Yeah, tap it.
A month.
And you can see all of those things. Anytime you see the little paper next to it, you can click on that and it'll bring up more detail. So, just do, and it'll bring up that whole thing. If you wanted to see the map, for case 9839,
you
can click on that.
Must be click on where it says the maps.
Here. Yeah, you're on the date of the meeting. What day is today?
This is case number 9839, which is tonight.
Touch it. Tap.
Tap it.
Or use the mouse, either one. Just like an internet. Just click.
Tap.
We don't have a mouse, do we?
No.
You don't have a mouse.
The site's not marked. Gosh, bud, you're failing.
Case number, the variance from lot size requirement, and we'll click.
Okay, if you want to look at your paperwork or if you want to look at the map, right?
Yeah, right. And then click on
anything. And what I got now, you want to go to the map?
What's going on here?
Oh, the map. It tells you that here your old business. If you look at your agenda,
the time is good.
Like here.
Okay.
Like 9839. And more.
Look there.
So if I wanted to see that application, I could click that, and it's going to bring up the application, and it's going to show you everything that was on there.
Actually, I'm going to be doing
that. To go out of that, click on, hit the X in the upper right.
I didn't do that. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Then what have we got here?
Yeah, it's coming up. The map is actually very large. That is your full-size plot map that was submitted with all of that detail. You can zoom into an area just like you would use normal Adobe tools, and you can see everything that was there. Very large map.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what we have in here.
Everything that was in the case box.
It must be a big map.
A big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For an example, you can always go, you can look at whatever you want on there.
That's a site we'd be there or what?
Yeah.
How do you know which one you're talking about?
This one here? That's the site.
It's not this one.
No.
How do you know? I mean, you know, but how would you know?
There's a case.
What do you want to know about it?
Is this the whole thing we're talking about?
Yep.
Okay, I got
you.
Yeah, that's what I
thought we were talking about one or the other. No, he wants to split, remember that? He wants to split that,
yes.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make the...
makes one legal and one not.
Right, mm-hmm. One legal. And then if you keep going, that's 50%. If you just, let's say you had something on there. Further.
Yeah. That's the whole application.
I can't get the damn thing to work.
Your finger's not working good tonight.
That's weird.
Zoom in.
Yeah, but it's nice and you don't have to bring a paper.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat, but we'll spend all our time messing with this now.
Okay, you ready for the next case?
Yeah, here, I'll get the map.
Right.
Now the mouse is nice.
You can go back.
Two.
You can go to the map, wherever.
How do you get the map, man?
See, the map is this one.
Okay.
Just take it back out here and then go to the map?
Yeah, you can go anywhere you want.
Roll down.
You can close out of that, you have a couple of things open.
Can you close out?
Yeah, go ahead and close out of that.
Yeah.
Close up?
The only way to close is push here, right?
I'm gonna like that thing over the top there.
Come on, yeah, what's the matter with you?
All right, a while ago I had the map and the application here, how do I do that? I did that.
Five, nine, four, six.
So you just open them more than one?
Oh, this is the map.
Oh, well, they were both up there side by side a while ago.
It's kinda like three cases.
Yep.
It's just cop.
Side by side?
I thought they were, yeah, once.
I don't know how you would've, I don't know how that would've happened.
I had 9839, map comes up case 9846, I don't know what that happened. So I've been hitting every time, I got, I came, jumped right down to this one here, but.
Also putting the minutes from each hearing.
How did it do that?
The minutes from the previous, I can.
From the public hearing itself.
That would be good.
You mean like those?
Yeah, like where you have an old business included in addition to the application.
So I went right hit that one on Anna Ward.
The minutes from the public hearing.
You went where?
This is right here, I went this map, right, but I did that case.
Put it out that way.
Just for that case?
Yeah.
See, it jumps up to 9846, Matt, is that right?
No, it's 9839, you're just seeing that behind there.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I was asking, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you're not, it's not really 9849, it's 9846 is a different map.
Okay.
It's the Plantation Park Marina.
All right.
Which is your other old business.
Mm-hmm, one, yes, the third one on there. Okay.
As an example, I was working with Kelly on this, if we go back and, like, if you take a look at June 9th or 18th, that meeting, she'll be adding the various resources underneath of it, setting up, okay, your minutes of June 4th to approve. That's currently on that agenda, I don't. When do the agendas get posted, Kelly? When do you typically post your Board of Adjustment agenda?
Post it?
Yes.
Like, we already have July's out.
July's out now.
So.
They're posted.
As those are posted, she'll be putting them into the system so that you could go through.
Okay.
If you guys were to come into the office, you could look at the system from any computer within the county. Another thing that we can do, all of these resources, be it on the computer, allows us to give you these resources from home. We can give you a website, we'll obviously have a username and a password, so that you can get to these resources anywhere, anytime. That way Kelly can post this information. And then you, if you're working from home or traveling North Carolina, wherever you might be, you can get all of the information. There's no need for a fax line, there's no need to call Bud and say, hey, I need this sent to me now. No, well, if you've got time to work through your files, you're in Outer Banks or Myrtle Beach playing golf. Go to the hotel, you have a couple hours of downtime. Hey, let me look at this, it's raining.
Yeah.
You can go do those things.
So each one of us, I have a passport to get in with.
Yeah, from the outside world. That way you can go through and review your case history. And as Kelly builds the agendas and Bud builds the agendas and adds these files onto them, you can look at them anywhere you want.
You're gonna tell us how to get them?
From the internet, yes. Yeah. This is kind of the preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of this is to show you what we're doing right now. This isn't to say that this is the way it will be. This is not. The way it will be is the way you guys tell me to make it. And ask Kelly and Bud to provide you with the resources that you need to make your decisions and make your jobs easier. Those things are more like,
there you go.
You know, I need, what would make it easier? One of the comments that John has made is better aerial photography and maps. Put a map there and have the aerial photography superimposed over top of it, like a Google Earth or a Google Maps, so that you can actually take a look at the surrounding areas. You don't always see necessarily trailers inside of woods or whatever, to kind of get a feel for what you're making a decision on and being able to see it, whether you're there or not, see it virtually. I mean, ideally, I know you guys like to go out and visit the sites, do all of those things, but sometimes it's not something that all five of you can do. And a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah, you don't have to really go out and see the site to get that picture. I really got a lot of questions.
I tell you, what was really nice is before, where we had these printed maps in our application, they weren't as current as what's on the computer. And for example, there was a case in Laurel where this, you know, the property was divided, and you know, the guy wanted to change the division, and he needed a road frontage variance. At that time, I could see where we had the other ones that we had granted in the past.
Okay.
Just because the map was updated. So that's handy.
It's easier to navigate pages.
That's what
I've been doing.
At least they're pulling this tax maps from.
It's not how I get to the second page of the application.
That's why.
Where?
When they're putting off the tax maps,
yes,
for the application,
yes,
they're going to the old tax maps.
The old.
And the other item that this kind of brings into play is some of the processes in which the variances and the other information that comes before you gentlemen is put together. A lot of it's handwritten, hand noted. A lot more of your developers, your surveyors, all of those folks present us material, both printed as well as digital. The mapping and addressing department receives just about all of their splits digitally from all surveyors. That same requirement can be placed upon applications for zoning. I believe Mr. Lank is considering that, as well as some of these variants. A lot more of these variances are more of your setbacks, et cetera, et cetera. There's not a whole lot of digital requirements, or you're not making changes to maps on a lot of these, from my understanding. You very well may, I don't know. But if you required more digital input, if you said, hey, can you submit digital photos with this, it would help us, it'll save us time, save us energy, and we can use that information, we can catalog it and store it. Kind of gives us a good basis point to make a case if you ever needed it. And it gives you more tools at your fingertips when you're making a decision.
Just to add to that, Ed, I'm in the process now of getting the inspectors, the digital cameras, and especially on flood zones where, maybe a perfect example where a flood zone where the government will come around and say, well, we've insured this house, but when we went down to look at it, the vents are all closed up. How did you CO that? And maybe they CO'd that a year before, and they came back and they actually will close them off because of the air, and the, you know, they don't like to see those venting, and now we would have the proof that when it was, it would travel along with the case, along with FCL. And there's an awful lot of questions that are made that could be put through there digitally, where you would have the proof. Mr. Rickard, will you make sure that we have some photos with this, so then we could have it for the board ready,
you know,
to go.
What might be nice for the future too, a lot of times people will, you know, they're presenting their case or telling us, and from they've handed something to Bud, by the time it gets all the way down here, the case is almost over.
Right.
If we had a scanner down there, then he could scan it in and put
the,
it in here.
The other item that will be done, there are a lot of changes that are occurring to this room. We're gonna try and make this better, and we're trying to come up with solutions for presentation. One would be a large plasma display, basically right here, and a drop-down screen on that wall over there. Any materials being presented can be presented digitally. And when they are presented digitally, there'll be either a document camera or something of that nature at the podium as well as at the clerk position, which Kelly, you're lucky to sit there tonight. Typically, that's used for the county council, the clerk of the county council. We're looking at that. Another issue is any information being presented to the council, and this may be a procedural thing where attorneys get involved. Any information being presented needs to be supplied digitally to the clerk of the council or clerk of the board 24 hours prior to the meeting. That might be some policy that you can put in place to alleviate all of those problems. That way it doesn't, you're not struck with a 50-page memo that you have to read through and take into consideration before you render a decision. I don't know what that does legally, but you know, the best cases could be some huge mammoth document and you're supposed to make a decision.
That's why we table a lot of things.
I give it to him.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, that might be a good point.
Oh, goodness.
So, I mean, oftentimes the county council is presented with those types of requests or here's a budget request. You can't expect somebody to make a decision on something that they've not been supplied with or not had ample time to review. Just as I wouldn't expect you guys to make any decision that you hadn't had ample time to review. This is just a tool so that you can have those resources quickly at hand and easily available.
So every case we have will be in here now?
Yes. That's the idea. Eventually they'll get better. A lot of these cases, they're handwritten forms. Probably the next step will be to go to computer-based forms. You need to provide them in a typed manner. You fill them out on either the website or some way digitally, and you print them or submit them that way. And that way, if the information can flow better.
What's the time frame, Ed, on
the time frame on all of this is based upon your requirements and what you feedback to me. If you say we want this, if you say we want this.
Well, they were just saying about all the cases being on there. Okay.
From this day forward, Kelly will be able to scan them and present them for you digitally. And she's already, I mean, we will be working with her information system staff on both scanning and any technical difficulties of getting these resources to you.
What I'm saying is, will you be parallel in any of this, or are we just going to...
You can parallel it as much as you want.
Okay.
Currently, right. If you still
see
send
a trouble
out paper,
area where it's not understandable?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this isn't going to be perfect.
Right.
The idea is to get you information to your board members quicker, more efficiently, and more effectively.
Right.
If you have better decisions, or if you have better information, you can make better decisions. So... we can supply you with a website username and password. Do that in the next week for all of you.
Excellent.
And you can then begin accessing this information. Kelly will be working to get these. I'm volunteering her.
She likes it.
She likes that.
Yeah, she looked like it.
But... Kelly will be putting together these resources for you digitally, and you guys can access and use them. Where that comes in, and to be honest with you, you don't know what you want or what you need until you use it.
Right.
And if you have a little bit of time, you know, if anybody's going away on vacation, anybody going someplace, and you have a couple hours downtime because it's rained and your tea time's delayed, I'm sure you've had that experience, bud.
Yes.
Time or two.
Yeah, time or two.
Well, you know, you need something to do, or if it's late at night and you just want to go online on the computer, oh, well, I can do a little bit of work.
So really, the yellow envelopes eventually, you know, are going to be gone. You know,
yes.
Because you're going to have...
Eventually, you can get rid of the paper. If you are comfortable with using the computer, that's more of what it comes down to.
Right.
If... I don't care if I can go online and get it and print it out on my computer or not, or I don't care if I can go online and read it on the screen. I'd rather have the map and the piece of paper in front of me. Mm-hmm. There are some people like that. I'd be the first person to tell you I'd much rather have paper in front of me and read it on that than read it on a computer screen. Mm-hmm. However, I will also tell you the convenience of being able to get to it and print it at any point in time, wherever I am, is important to me as well, because I don't know where I'm going to be next week. I don't know where I'm going to be the week after that. And if there are things that I need to do, I need to do them.
So, say we have a
I'll take my digital case that we got a question on,
uh-huh. And it's on the computer. Can we copy that? Say we want to go look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Can we copy that and then take it to the site grandma's?
You can print it.
You can print anything you see on there.
But you can't print it here, though. We got to print it at home.
Right. You can't print it in here. We did not give printing abilities in here. The idea and the design of these screens here are for your reference only.
Okay.
They're not necessarily for you to sit here and do research while you're hearing a case.
So I can go home and get to bring that case back up and then print it, then we get to site with it that way.
Yes,
okay.
You can do it in the same way. If you didn't have a question on it, okay, this is okay. If you did have a question on it, you can actually use the tools within Adobe and you can outline something, circle it in red, put a note on there and print it. Your notes will be there. It's kind of a neat tool. So, no different than anything else.
It says Adobe Reader.
This Adobe Reader actually allows you to do that for free. If you go on, that's very normal, like your little sticky notes. You can put a note on any Adobe document.
Okay.
All of these same resources for the public that's here. Once the case is actually heard, becomes public record and is then available for the public at any point in time to review site plans, applications, all of it. And all of those will be on the website too. If you have any interest in looking at other cases.
Just gotta be careful.
You still gotta know.
They will have a password for their private resources when they are actually reviewing these cases. So that they can have access to these resources outside of the office.
No, we want more money.
It's more of an internal, they are still internal documents until they are actually heard publicly. Yes, there is a pending case, and yes, if you wanted, you could petition for a copy, but up until the point where it's actually heard, and I believe
they can come in before it's even heard.
You got access, it's public information.
Okay, if it's public, it's public. We'll give it to you whenever. Typically, for county council cases, for county council information, we don't post any of their resources until it's actually presented to the council. We find that it's a matter of due process. It's not actually been heard. It's not actually done anything. There's been no action on it, so therefore it's not there. But it's arguable either way on that one. I'm not an attorney. That's why he sits there. Any other questions about it? Any other things you'd like to see?
I'm sure when they use it, there will be.
Oh, yeah.
Start using
it. As you guys play through this tonight, the three old business cases that you have before you have been digitized and put on here. There are more digital resources that we could put on there. We could not put more on there. We could put less on there. It's a balance. What do you need to see? What do you want to see? The idea behind it is it's a virtual agenda. Doesn't really have a checkbox that you can cross out. Okay, I'm through this item. I'm through this item as the president works through the agenda, but you can see the items on your agenda. As you can see, we kind of set it up as you had it prior to your amendment, which I thank you for. But you can see how you could work through it. So.
Very nice.
All right.
Okay.
Being nothing.
Any other questions, gentlemen? No, we certainly.
No problem.
Thanks, Ed.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chairman.